I want to welcome up Josh, the evangelist, revivalist, and preacher.
So now you see why I brought my little brother with me. Because when you have kindred spirits and like-minded spirits, you look at Jesus said he sent them two by twos. And I've always gone alone. I come and do concerts with people, but when I do my mission trips, I go alone. And this time around, the Holy Spirit said no. He said, if you want to see awakening, you want to see revival, and you want to see honor brought back to the kingdom of God, you come with someone who will honor the kingdom of God. And yes, you can make some noise for that, because I'm going to go really quick. I don't think it's that big a deal to go 15 minutes over today, amen? Because there's something the Lord is doing right now. Let me tell you this. We prepared our sermons on honor the last couple weeks, and I called Eric, and he's like, yeah, I'd like you guys to come share. And I was like, well, what have you guys been speaking on, honor? Okay, that happened last time with Tony and Atticus when I preached in the parking lot. The thing that I preached on back in May, the last time I was here, I got to preach, and then I was sharing the parking lot over a megaphone, and it was powerful because everything that was spoken was what had been leading up to that point. God will bring confirmation into your life. He'll bring a word in due season into your life that you listen to and that you take and you apply it to your life, and God begins to break through, and I'll speak this word. I was in pain, and I didn't feel like performing today. I just wanted to sit down, and the Lord says, people are going to pray for you this morning. So as I was being prayed for back there in the room, I saw a vision over your church, one first I've ever seen. I saw an ostrich egg, and out of this egg, a baby beak was poking through, and there was breakthrough, then there was an awakening. And that's what God said. He said that there has got to be a breakthrough for there to be an awakening, but you need to step out of your shell. It's a crazy word, and I've never heard that before. In order for the awakening to come in your life, you're going to have to push through for that breakthrough, and then there's going to be an awakening that comes, because that's the very beginning of that ostrich's life. Come on. And as we go for breakthrough, we have to push through for our breakthrough. The woman who touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ had to push through the noise, had to push through being ostracized and said, beware, there she is. She wasn't even allowed to come into society because of the bleeding inside of her. And she said, God, I want my healing so bad. I'm going to go in the middle of an area and I'm going to push through crowd being made fun of because I'm not allowed. And I'm going to push through for my breakthrough. And that's what happens in our life. When we begin to push through, we begin to get some breakthrough. I don't feel like walking right now, but I know my breakthrough is going to come because I got to push through for my breakthrough. And the message that God put on my heart this morning is honor begets blessing. Open up to Hebrews chapter 3, 13, verse 18. Honor begets blessing. Here's what it says. Pray for us. For we are confident that we have a good conscience and in all things desiring to live honorably. When you see somebody not living honorably, it's the mandate from God for you to pray for them, that they'll begin to live honorably. And whoever the author of Hebrews is, just specifically was put on this person's heart to write this word here. It says that we are desiring to have a good conscience to live honorably. Is that the beckoning of your heart? I hope so, because so many times we're worried about how we look, and can we get that perfect photo, because fall is here, let's go to the pumpkin patch, let's do this. Guys, we're beginning to live a life that's full of narcissism, that's full of look at me, and I, iPhone, Facebook, MySpace, but now it's time to bring it back to His place, and bring it back to Jesus, because He's the one who is worthy of all honor and praise. One day we'll be casting our crown saying, holy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. Like Jordan said, what heaven is full of. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, here's what it says in Romans 12, verse 10. It says here, be kindly and affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Thank you, Pastor. In honor, giving preference to one another. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Philippians chapter 2. It says, let nothing be done through selfishness or ambition, but in lowliness of mind, let each approve others better than himself. Look out not only for your interests, but for the interests of others. And we get the greatest acronym I believe was ever created, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. Because true joy will last when you put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last, then joy will last. And we will have love everlasting and joy everlasting because in honor were giving someone else preference. In honor, the guys who lowered their friend and dug through the roof for Jesus to heal them. Come on. They had to pick a wounded brother up. They had to pick someone who was lame, who had not been able to walk, who had not been able to live a life, and they saw the house was overflowing. They're like, how are we going to get in there? But they too had to push through for his breakthrough. So here's the second word. You have to push through for other people's breakthroughs. And you got to push through and do a little bit of digging and lower somebody to the throne of Jesus and the feet of Jesus and bring them to him, and he's going to heal them. He's going to touch them. He's going to revive them. He's going to bring life back into those broken legs, and the Holy Spirit's going to touch them. It's time for us to bring breakthrough for our friends, for our family, to reach out to them, even when there is without honor. Because why? A prophet is always without honor. And I'm going to speak this for a second. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is never in vain in the Lord. There's nothing that you've done for the kingdom of God that you will not see one day in heaven. Whew. Because sometimes on earth we feel like we don't see it. We don't see the results because we're a microwave generation. Everything has to be quick. But the greatest recipes are those that are in a crock pot. Those that have to sit. They got to let that meat break down. They got to let that potato soak in the juices from that meat. And then God begins to bring some flavor. Begins to bring some blessing in your life. Come on, get in the crock pot of Jesus. Get in the crock pot of honor. And it will break off dishonor. And it will break the stoniness. It'll take away the hardness in those people. And soften them just like that meat gets softened in that crock pot. We're going to skip to Proverbs 29 for time purposes. Proverbs 29, verse 23 says this. Proverbs 29, 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. I've been prideful in my life, and sometimes I still am. Maybe God had to displace my hip so I could live like Jacob, and I could receive the inheritance that he has for me. You know, one of the few prayers in the Bible that a lot of the health, wealth, doctrine prays, the prayer of Jabez. But let me tell you why that's actually a powerful prayer. Because he just said, Lord, expand my territory. He wasn't praying for wisdom like Solomon. He wasn't desiring the riches of the world, but he wanted to expand the kingdom of God. And he wanted to go forth and do the blessings of God. And that is the very cry of my heart for every one of you, that God would expand your territory outside of the four walls of the church. Come on. When you leave today, it should say, now entering the mission field. Now entering the mission field. Kirkpatrick isn't the only revivalist. He sent two young revivalists to encourage you, to stir you, to say, now we can come to the altar today and not worry about these things, because the blood will cover every COVID, every pneumonia, everything you're going through. We got the blood of Jesus in the house today. He is going to heal us. He's going to reveal his will to us. And honor will bring about the blessing of God. Honor begets so many things in our life. And here's the word that God told me to say. Dishonor minimizes people and minimizes your gifting. Honor maximizes people and will maximize your gifting. I'll say that one more time. Dishonor minimizes people, who they are, what they are, and minimizes your calling and your gifting. But honor will maximize that person and then will maximize the gifting that God has given to you. Come on now. Romans chapter 2, verse 10 is the fastest I've ever preached in my life. It's okay, because his word doesn't return void. Romans chapter 2, verse 10. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who works what is good, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. If you're working for the kingdom, if you're doing good works for God's glory, not for your own, and you're living your life upright for the Holy Spirit's glory, then God is going to bring peace into your life. He's going to bring the workings of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who wants to be a worker of righteousness in this place? Who wants to work for what is good in this place, right? Philippians 4, whatever is pure, lovely, noble, praiseworthy, virtuous, set your mind on these things. Not on the pornography on the internet, girls shaking their booty on TikTok now. Man, your children are living in the hardest generation of all time. And then they're comparing themselves. Comparison is the thief of joy. I'll say that one more time. Comparison is the thief of joy. When you look at someone else's body, someone else's possessions, someone else's gifting, then all of a sudden the joy inside of you gets robbed, and Satan's real happy with that. That's why there's plastic surgery. That's why there's this, the next great weight loss program. You don't need anything but Jesus Christ. There is nothing that can replace him because he is on the throne. He's on the throne of your life, your calling, your children's life, your future, where you go, expanding the territory that the Holy Spirit has poured forth. Pastor Atticus said something to me. He said, there's a new mantle coming for you, Joshua, as you walk and you have to lean more on God. When we rely on our own abilities and capabilities is nothing. That's why my dad's favorite verse is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path and make your path straight. Sometimes we try to do it on our own, and it backfires. It blows up in our face. And then we're like, God, why, God? He said, because you didn't involve me in the equation. It's time to bring God back into the equation. It's time to bring honor back to the kingdom of God and to the people of God, and God will begin to beget some blessings in your life. I would like someone to come up and play piano. I want you all to stand with me as we're going to close. Someone can go up and start playing this. 2 Timothy speaks about what honors and vessels are for, and listen what it says. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 and 21. If anyone in this great house, you are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. But therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. I'm not even going to preach on this. I'm going to read that last part. Listen. You will be a vessel for honor. You will be sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. As you start to cleanse your life of some pride, some bitterness, some anger, some resentment, some dishonoring things, right? Starting to say some things about somebody behind closed doors. You're talking to your friend on Facebook message about somebody you don't agree with. Are you praying for them? Are you loving on them? Are you asking God to cleanse you for some areas? Because going to church on Sunday and Wednesday and Tuesday for Bible study isn't what God's only calling you to. He's calling you to inspect your heart. Check your heart. Say, like David, when he knew he made the worst sin of his life, he had an affair and murdered the woman's husband, he said, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Sometimes our spirit gets a little bit off. Sometimes our spirit falls a little off kilter, and we need to say unto God, renew a right spirit within me, Lord. Because I've been leaning on my flesh. I've been giving into my flesh. And then covenant starts to get broken the moment that you do that, and you give legal ground to the enemy. That's something I want to speak about as I close. As you begin to dishonor yourself and other people, you start to give legal ground to the enemy to take over your life. All of a sudden, months later, years later, you're like, why did I lose all the blessing of my life? Because you made covenant with the enemy. It's time to make covenant with Jesus and to come back. Why? Because 1 Peter 2:17 says this. It says, it's only four sentences. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the King. That should be the life verse for everybody in this room. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the King. Pray for your presidents, those people who are in office. Love the brothers and sisters here at the church and love all people. And I'll tell you this, blessing a homeless person with a meal may be one of the greatest things you'll ever do. Oh, you ask me why? Well, let's thank you for asking me why. The very final passage in Scripture is Matthew chapter 10, 41 and 42. And I want to open the altar up today. Matthew 10, verses 41 and 42, as we're standing before God's Word, we're standing before the Lord, asking that honor would beget blessing. Here's what it says. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Last verse. Whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, by no means will you lose your reward. When you honor a homeless person, a single mom, someone who's been betrayed by their loved one, somebody who's coming out of drug addiction, coming out of prostitution, coming out of the game, all these things, God will begin to do a work in your life and reward you for the very things. Because Jesus said, he who does it to the least does it to me. So honor in the kingdom and honoring his children will beget blessing in your life.